example, the Vidalia onion growers still reeling from the 2012 crop that saw roughly one-third reductions in marketable yields in a shortened season thanks to the higher-than-normal temperatures and the onset of downy mildew, it seems Mother Nature has struck again, this time with cold, wet conditions. As the unusual amounts of rain at the wrong times in February and March and unseasonably cold temperatures in late March and early April are taking their toll. In fact, March has been recorded colder than January in many parts of the state, slowing onion growth just as growers were preparing to begin harvest. And in addition, on the official shipping start date of the season, April 15th, growers started reporting more problems, with many onion fields showing abnormally high amounts of seed stems, also known as bolters or flower stalks. However, the Vidalia Onion Committee reassures retailers and consumers regarding the quality of Vidalia onions this season, since the seed stem onions are discarded during the harvesting and sorting process. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.